This has certainly been a wet and a muggy summer. We know that Michigan farmers endured a hot, dry summer in 2012. So we wondered what the soggy summer of 2013 is doing to crops and for farmers. Is it better than the scorcher of 2012? Ken DeCook can give us the farmer's eye view of the weather. He's a third-generation farmer in Macomb Township. That's where his family owns Boykus Farm Market. Ken DeCook joins us now from Macomb Township. Ken, tell us, what do you grow on your farm?
We have what we call our fruits and vegetables farms. We do sweet corn, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, pumpkins, and a few other items.
So you have a wide array of crops. I'm wondering, what did last year's summer do to you? Did you get hit hard?
We did. We went from somewhat early spring, warm weather, and then we had a wet spell. It kind of hurt some things, and then we went into a hot, dry spell. And it was a real change of events in that for the plants to try to adjust if they could. But one day we had 4 inches of rain, and the next day we had 100-degree heat. And that really stunted a lot of crops.
And we heard that story echo, Ken, all over from farmers in Michigan, and it really was. 2012 was a horrible year. So now what about this year? We had this cold, wet spring and then this wet summer. Is that better or worse for you and for your crops?
It's somewhat worse, if people can believe that, because you're trying to get your stuff planted in the field. And when you do and you get more rain on top of it, it kind of drowns out the plants. You see where your low-lying areas are, and the water collects and saturates, and it just kills the seeds or drowns the plants that are sprouted. And then you either got to try to replant in there if you can, or you just lose that harvest of that piece of ground. So with the dry weather of 2012, at least we could get the stuff planted, and if you had the means to irrigate, you had a chance of getting something to be produced off of it. But when you can't get out in the field with the tractor and have to do the planting or work the ground, you're more at a disadvantage.
So right now, as we're kind of moving into the middle of July, what's growing well on your farm, Ken, and what's struggling?
What's growing well is what's on high ground. Yeah, that's easy to understand. But right now, we grow sweet corn, and just like regular field corn, it can, if it gets tall enough, it can survive under wet conditions. And it loves the heat, and that's what we got, a combination of moisture and heat, and it's what's there is growing. But some of your vine crops like tomatoes, melons, and squash and that, they don't really like wet ground. So there's ones that are kind of hurting, turning yellow, and suffering right now.
Which gets me wondering, like, what should we consumers be watching for? What kind of clues can we get as far as where our food prices might be going?
We still got a little bit of time. If things can change around and get better for the weather conditions, that hopefully it won't adversely affect the food prices. But if conditions keep on going and local supply is diminished, I don't think there's going to be a shortage, because things probably could be shipped in from other states. But it's going to be an added increase in price for the shipping part, and also diminishing the supply part of it. And there's where we get into the old law of supply and demand. When the supply is low and the demand's high, then the price is up. But when the supply is abundant, then the prices are lower.
And then when I think of how bad last year was for your farm and so many farms around Michigan, can you weather another rotten year?
It can be rough and challenging, because a lot of guys had to work with the people, their suppliers, and that to work out payment programs and that to get through last year. But 2 years in a row can put a real strain on the finances. So it's going to be hard on some guys to hopefully be around for the third year.
Ken, is this trend that we're talking about, last year being terrible and this year shaping up to be perhaps even worse, is this out of the ordinary, or is there really no ordinary when it comes to farming and Michigan weather?
It's really not out of the ordinary, because one of the adages I've heard quite often that over the years is, if you don't like the weather now in Michigan, wait a little while, it'll change. But I can remember, and I'm 54, other years, either a wet spring or a wet fall or dryness and that. So it's just the type of weather it is. And back in 79, we had a real wet late summer and fall that was hard on the crops because the adage is a dry year can scare you, but a wet year can kill you. Because with a dry year for fruits and vegetables, what you're able to harvest is good and will hold up on the shelf. In a wet year, like tomatoes, melons, and stuff, it absorbs all that moisture, all that water, and it loses its shelf life and it will spoil quicker.
So it sounds like I hear some fingers tightly crossed that Mother Nature turns off the tap a little.
Yeah, and what some of us are afraid of, it's going to turn off the tap and then we're going to go into a long dry spell. It's very hard to get a common acceptable medium with Mother Nature. You usually 10 years get 3 good years, and the other 7 years are mediocre or adversely weather affected. It's not a sure thing farming here in Michigan or any other place in the U.S.
Well, Ken, if we can, we'd like to check back in with you as we get close to fall and harvest and kind of get a sense of how things have gone as the summer's progressed. So can we check back in with you?
Sure. I'd be more than willing and happy to talk with you and with your listeners and give them a little feedback what's happening here in Macomb Township and Macomb County.
Farmer Ken DeCook from Macomb Township. Ken, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to talk with you.